Hello, guys. This is Clint Locklear with Man Strong Podcast. Believe it or not, I just did about an hour and a half show and the recorder was not on. So, due to time, we're going to have to shorten this thing up. I'm going to be out of town. I've got to get another podcast done for another one that I do, Trapping Radio. And I'm going to come back to one of these probably next week or the week after and get into it. And we're going to call this Poetry Evening. Now, Travis, my helper, he thought this was very silly. But I came across this on YouTube and the channel is Red Frost. I don't know if this is his poem. I know one of them is not the second poem you're going to hear. But it is, I want you to listen to this and I want you to do it in a couple of different ways. I want you to think about what are the lessons that we are giving young men today. And you may need to listen to this first poem a couple of times. The guy saying it is Scottish. And it is, some of it is a little bit hard to understand, but if you listen to it a couple of times, I think you'll gather it. The other way I want you to look at that, is this how you're acting as a man? Is it really? And what can you do to get to this point where you're this kind of man? Now, before we do that, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. He is a good friend of mine. If you're into trapping or deer scents or predator calling, he's got an internet business that he ships a lot of stuff out. He ships all of my personal product out to customers. He's a great guy. He's got great prices. He's a member of the Trapping Radio Fur Brigade. Get 10% off. He sponsors this show. And if you're into that thing like that, please give him a shot. You will be so glad that you did. Now, before I get into these two poems, as girly as that sounds, I promise you it won't be when you get into them. Or as Travis said today, that's gay. No, not really. I've got a strange request to ask you. And hopefully, since this is my second time, it won't be as emotional and I can get through this a little bit better because I didn't realize the recorder wasn't on. I'm going to give some more information in the next couple episodes, and somewhere around the 1st of November, I want to ask you to spend 35 cents in an envelope and 3 minutes of your time. I think this is something, if it works, we as Man Strong, we can help each other out by doing this often. I bet you have a father, mother, an uncle, an aunt that is retired, that is becoming frail, and they're just letting it happen. And it's not enjoyable to watch. See, my dad is who I want you to send a letter to. My dad is a fierce man. That's what I remember him growing up. I hear stories about him playing football, and he was a freaking stud. I knew him more as a businessman than I did anything to do in sports. He's always been a strong man. He's always been mentally strong. He's retired. He's had his knees replaced. Something happened when he retired and had his knees replaced. He quit doing anything physical. So now when I see him, and he's bumping 70, when I see him, he doesn't have the muscle to have balance. His knees are perfectly fine. And because he does more sitting than anything else now, because he's retired, and that's what he thinks retirement's supposed to be, he's losing a lot of his muscle mass and he's becoming frailer. Now, me and Cindy, I bought a place up on the river. We've saved for years. We found the right place that I can run my sin business with. We don't have restrictions, all this stuff. And we have a boat that, we had thrown in with the house. And my dad used to love fishing. He used to have a pontoon boat. We used to go crappie fishing, stuff like that. I want him to be able to come get on that boat with me and be able to stand up without, if the wave comes, and I know that he's not going to fall in. And he's got the physical strength to go out and catch 70-pound catfish and 50-pound stripers and all that. I haven't quite worked through what I want you to say, if you're willing to help me out on this, because I want to run this as an experiment. Because if it works with my dad, this is something that we could do for each other, for other people that we love. I want you to write a letter to my dad and let him know that I would appreciate, and you would appreciate for me, that if he would work on his strength and his balance, because I would truly love to be able to go out with him and have a fishing buddy with him at his age. And I would like to see him be able to function more in life without having to lean on stuff and different things like that because of his balance. So this is a selfish thing I'm asking you to do for me. I'm hoping that if he gets enough letters in a short enough block of time, that he will see that there's enough people that care about him doing this, that it may get him to start down this road. Because he's acting like he's 10 or 15 years older than he is. He should not be in the physical state that he is. Like I said, he's always been a strong man. Once he retired, and I guess that purpose of conquering the business world was over, he didn't know what to do, and he watches a lot of TV and stuff like that now, and he's just got weak. So what I'm going to ask you to do is just write my dad a letter and let him know that you were asking him to do some strength training and some balance training so I can feel comfortable and have a fishing buddy with my dad at my age, because how awesome would that be? And if it works for other listeners, we can do the same thing for you. And maybe we can get a system together where we can reach out to other people that you have and give them encouragement to become stronger, to enjoy life better. Yeah, this went a lot less emotional than it did the first time, thank goodness. Because it means a lot to me. So, what you're getting ready to hear, and you won't know this till the end, but I want you to think about this, is this is a man that is, in an ingenious way, explaining to his son what it means to be a man.
Keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. You can trust yourself when all men doubt you. But make allowance for the doubting too. And wait, and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated. Don't give way to hate.
Look out.
Yet. Don't look too good. Not talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master. If you can think and not make thoughts your reign. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. Serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you,
if you go back and listen to it a few times, I'm going to do a show where I break down that poem. The lessons that that is. If we were to teach young men this today, there would be no bounds to the potential of the young men. And there would be no bounds to the potential of the young men that are 50 years old my age. It's the most ingenious way I've ever heard someone explain what it means to be a man. Now, this second poem, we've all heard before, or heard parts of it. This, guys, is what I want my dad to do. I want him to rage.
Way. Do not not go gentle into that good night. Grave men near death who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Now, if you're like a lot of us that have been around for a half a century or more, rage. Don't give in to it. Time is going to beat us all. How we act up until that point says a lot about us. You can give in, you can quit, you can sit on the couch, you can think retirement is not doing anything as your body withers away. Frailty in all things of life is what happens before death. Now, we're all going to end up frail, but if you do what that poem says, and you rage and you curse and you fight, there's no reason 50 or 60 or 70 years of age is not just as productive is when you were 30 or 20. You've got the wisdom. But if you don't keep your body to where you can use that wisdom, it's wasted. Rage.